Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. WA's police union is stepping up its campaign against people it's described as cowboys who ram police vehicles. Follows an incident in Lake Clifton, south of Perth on Sunday, that left two officers in hospital. Union President Paul Gale demanding three-year mandatory sentencing. Millions of Australians will be able to access up to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave from tomorrow. Full-time, part-time and casual employees will be eligible. It's expanding the current 5 days of unpaid leave. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hopes the change will stop people having to choose between their own safety and earning money.
No woman should ever have to pick between her financial security and the physical and emotional well-being of herself or of her children. It is truly remarkable that until now these have been very real choices.
A new prediction from one of Australia's best economists, and it's giving mortgage holders sweaty palms today. Deutsche Bank's Phil O'Donoghue believes we'll see 4 rate rises between now and August. That will take the official cash rate to 4.1%. But Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has told Nine that's far too much.
Raising interest rates is a bit like, at a certain point, it's like shutting the gate after the horse has bolted. Inflation's coming down and I just worry about people who are going to be doing it hard this year.
Parts of 2J remain under a bushfire watch and act alert this morning. The fire was downgraded from an emergency last night. No rest for Steve Smith and his test teammates. Fresh off a 4th Allan Border medal overnight, the Australian team today departing for next month's big series against India. Smith says it doesn't get much bigger for his side over the next 6 months.
You know, I think India and England are next two opponents over the next 6 months. Probably the two biggest as an Australian test cricketer. So, you know, we've got some challenges in front of us, but the guys are ready for it.
The Tasmanian government has committed to a 2-year extension with Hawthorn for 4 games a season in Launceston.